Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at the parables of Jesus. Throughout the Gospels, we find a multitude of parables that give us insight into the kingdom of God. We'll begin this week by taking a look at several parables that give us illustration about the subject of prayer. Beginning in Luke chapter 18, we will first take a look at the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. It begins at verse 9 and it says, "Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This parable gives us insight into the manner in which a person should approach God in prayer and as a part of their heart attitude every day. We see a very clear distinction between the religious man, the Pharisee, and this man who was the tax collector. The Pharisee was very devoted to his religious practices, and he was very proud of them. He had an attitude that is reminiscent of the elder brother in the parable of the prodigal son. Do you recall the elder brother's attitude when the father came out into the field to try to cajole him to come in and join the celebration of the return of the prodigal son, his brother? But the elder brother was furious. He accused the father of being unjust, never giving him anything, and here throwing a party for this son who had squandered all his goods. One of the statements of the elder brother rings very similarly to the attitude of the Pharisee in this parable. The elder brother said to his father, "Never at any time did I ever transgress your commandments." And in that parable, we know that the father is symbolic of our heavenly father. That elder brother had an attitude of self-righteousness that this Pharisee in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector also held on to. They both exalted themselves in their own eyes. The elder brother, by saying such a thing, "I never once transgressed any of your commandments," human nature tells us no one is perfect. No one ever perfectly obeyed their parents all the days of their life. And he had an attitude of self-righteous indignation. The Pharisee also held that same exalted opinion of himself. He went on and on in his supposed prayer to God, cataloging all of his virtues, telling God that he fasted twice a week, telling God that he gave tithes of everything that he possessed, and telling God that he wasn't like other men, extortioners, the unjust, adulterers, or even the lowly tax collector. That spirit of self-righteousness dominated this religious man called the Pharisee. An interesting thing about the Pharisee's prayer is he didn't do anything in that prayer except talk about himself. He didn't even make a petition to God. It was as if he didn't need a thing. He was just doing fine with his own efforts. He started out by saying, God, I thank you. I'm not like other men. His attempt at giving thanks was very hollow. It was just an opener to his utterances of self-glorification. On the contrary, we find the tax collector totally with a humble attitude, approaching God, not justifying his sins, but admitting his sin by saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was crying for mercy and acknowledging his need for it because he was a sinful man. The Lord indicates to his disciples that this second prayer, the prayer of the tax collector, was the appropriate prayer. It was the right way to pray. It was the heart attitude God was looking for. It should encourage every single one of us that regardless of how sinful we have been, that God responds to humility. God responds to a heart of repentance, genuine repentance, a genuine acknowledging of sin and a hatred for it, and that plea for mercy from God is a prayer that God answers. But what God rejects are those who won't even come to him for his mercy or feel they have no need of his mercy because they feel that they have not sinned. There are many religious people today who feel that they have fulfilled the law or they have performed enough religious service to get enough brownie points with God that they don't even need to confess sin to him. They are smugly confident in their religious activity, just like this Pharisee. But Jesus said, I tell you, it was the tax collector that went home justified in the sight of God rather than the religious man, because everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God has a desire to see every heart with a genuine understanding of God's attitude and God's view on sin. Pride is a dangerous sin because it causes the possessor to feel confident that they have nothing to be repenting for. They have no need for repentance. They have no need for humility because they have performed, they have achieved in their own strength what they assume would be pleasing to God. But religious things don't please God. A heart of humility, a heart to see God and the things of God the way God sees them, and to see ourselves with God's eyes. God's looking for the humble heart that he can extend grace to, because his word tells us that he resists the proud. There are many people in church today who are even angry with God because they feel as if they have performed satisfactorily in their own minds and God hasn't responded the way they thought God should respond. I have heard people say, I did everything right. I don't understand why God isn't helping me, or why God didn't heal my mother, or why God didn't heal my spouse, or why God let this happen when I've been a good Christian all my life. The underlying spirit behind those words is one similar to this Pharisee. Self-righteous, I thank God I'm not like other men, that kind of an attitude, and it is very grievous to the Spirit of God. If you have been frustrated because you feel like God hasn't come through and you've done everything right, today's the day to repent for self-righteousness, because that deceptive spirit has gotten a hold of you and somehow convinced you that by your performance you will please God. There's not a person on the earth whose performance will win salvation for them, will win forgiveness for them, or will win the pleasure of God. It is a humble heart that recognizes our own need and God's great holiness and His mercy and His generosity in grace to give us what we don't deserve, mercy, grace, and His help. We all need it, but we must acknowledge it. And then, having received it, we are inspired to serve God with all of our heart. But don't ever let yourself think that it's your service that has earned you the pleasure of God. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue taking a look at the parables of Jesus. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.